Carlisle. After an approximate 10-year hiatus, Junior A Hockey returned to Carlisle as the Estevan Bruins defeated the Notre Dame Hounds 4-0 on December 14. Joey Eaton, a Carlisle Community Complex Foundation advisor, contacted the Hounds this past summer, and they agreed to host a game out of town. The crowd was estimated at over 400 despite a powerful snowstorm that hit the southeast that night. Local Indigenous singer Tegan Littlechief started the game with the singing of O Canada. Those in attendance were treated some fast-paced hockey action and everyone was thoroughly entertained. During the first period intermission, 25 excited under-7 Cougars played an exhibition match, which was enjoyed by fans and participants alike. After 40 minutes, Carlisle Pharmasave sponsored the $25,000 shoot to win, but the three contestants were unsuccessful in their quest to feather a puck through the tiny opening some 90 feet away. The winner of the $1,500 pot of gold was won by Calgary native Jason Probe, who attended the game to watch his son Dane, who plays for the Hounds. He graciously donated his entire winnings back to the Hounds. Longtime Bruins fan Dave Millman attended the game. He and his wife Loretta have been season ticket holders for 26 years and have billeted players for the past 22. This year's billet is forward Garrett Zasitko. It was nice having another away game only an hour away. I really think small-town Saskatchewan should do more of these. Tony Koner lives in Rosemount, Min, and drove up a week ago to see his son Mitch play three games for the Bruins. Carlisle is a town like many that we have in Minnesota. We just love going to these smaller rinks and Carlisle has a very nice facility. I was very impressed. Local resident Marvin Krieger planned on attending the game but due to the storm decided to stay home. Due to the weather, I couldn't venture out, but I still gave the Community Complex Foundation a donation. Carlisle really needs a new school and community center. Every little bit helps. Bruins coach and general manager Jason Tatarnik was also impressed with the organization and hospitality offered to the Bruins by the town of Carlisle and the sports arena. It was a great way to end 2022 and we are heading into our Christmas break on a high note. Thank you, Carlisle, for being great hosts. Eaton was pleased with how the night went. Attendance was a little lower than we were hoping for due to the storm, but there is not much you can do about it. Having Alameda's Cody Davis out of the lineup due to injury also didn't help. However, our main goal of the night was achieved. Our foundation wishes to focus on keeping Carlisle up to date on its progress in building a new school and community support center. We want to be ready when an announcement is made. Additional fundraisers are planned in the coming months.